Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 2nd, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Following complaints about iPhone 15 Pro and Max models overheating, Apple told CNET over the weekend that the titanium casing isn't the issue, but in fact, software is the culprit. Apple says titanium actually dissipates heat better than the stainless steel used in prior Pro models, and added in a statement, quote, "The device may feel warmer during the first few days of setting up or restoring the device because of increased background activity. We have also found a bug in iOS 17 that is impacting some users and will be addressed in a software update. Another issue involving some recent updates to third-party apps that are causing them to overload the system. We're working with these app developers on fixes that are in the process of rolling out." Meanwhile, MacRumors reports that some iPhone 15 Pro users on its forums claim that their phones went into data recovery mode after wirelessly charging within a BMW vehicle. Apple Pay was reportedly unusable after restoring the phone, which points to a possible NFC chip issue. Other users noted that they didn't have issues in their BMW with older iPhone models. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is creating its own search engine. Gurman's sources say that Apple Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI Strategy, also a former Google executive, John Andrea, and his search team are working to bake the internally named Pegasus search engine more deeply into iOS and macOS, with AI tools as well. Apple's current Spotlight tool and app search engine already has an App Store ads business that serves ads to its other apps, like Apple News and Weather. Apple executive Eddie Q said in the past that the company doesn't need its own search engine, and the company reportedly also turned down an offer to buy Bing in 2020. Google introduced Chromebook Plus, a new certification to help shoppers identify Chromebooks that include an Intel Core i3 or higher or AMD Ryzen 7000 CPU, an IPS panel with at least 1080p resolution, a 1080p webcam, 8 gigs of RAM, and 128 gigs of storage. A Google spokesperson also tells The Verge, quote, "All Chromebooks are required to meet a 10-hour battery life requirement based on internal testing standards. While not a requirement for Chromebook Plus, like the 1080p screen or 8 gigabytes of RAM, Chromebook Plus laptops must also adhere to this," end quote. Chromebook Plus certification will include new AI-powered features, like a magic eraser tool in Google Photos, better video lighting and noise cancellation, and offline file sync. On Monday, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella is set to testify as part of the U.S. Justice Department's ongoing antitrust trial against Google, which the DOJ says is running a monopoly by paying various companies to make Google search the default option on mobile devices and web browsers. Google denies this. Last week, Microsoft's Jonathan Tinter testified that Microsoft pursued a deal to put its Bing search app on Apple products, but that didn't pan out. Tinter also testified that Microsoft Surface Duo phone was required to use Google Search in order to license Android, and that Microsoft was limited from using Bing on its own devices. It's expected that Nadella, who played a significant role in Bing's development, will be asked about this as well. The U.S. Supreme Court announced on Friday it will hear two cases about laws in Florida and Texas that would restrict how companies moderate content on social media platforms. The two laws would prevent companies from demoting or removing content from their platforms on the basis of viewpoint. It also requires transparency in those moderation rules and requires them to stick to those rules. Both laws have been prevented from going into effect while the legal challenges to them work their way through the court. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the cases sometime in 2024. Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, which operates the Starlink satellite service, is partnering with Africa's Jumia Technologies to expand broadband reach in Africa. Jumia will sell Starlink's satellite terminals and other kits as part of its e-commerce offerings in Nigeria in the coming weeks, with other nations to follow. This marks the first sales and distribution deal of Starlink kits on the African continent. Finally, actor Tom Hanks is probably not selling you that dental plan that you saw in that commercial after all. Hanks said on Instagram that a commercial that appears to include him is in fact artificial intelligence, a deepfake. Hanks wrote, quote, "There's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it," end quote. Hanks has been vocal in the past about the artistic challenge that AI poses the entertainment industry, especially as the landscape changes rapidly. Last month, Google announced it would require any political advertisements on its platform to disclose if they were AI created. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.